Golden Project. Excellent band. Love that band. I want to see them live. But... got the lady who sings. Oh. You know, that just, I don't know what it is. She has the personal, has that persona, like, releasing your persona. Yes. Yes. Like my friend was a Spanish friend, Italian friend. Say, yes. 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 You mean yes? Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Let me see. Let me go find projects. The lead singer is pretty too. Forgot her name. That's all. Decent. So the French and Argentinian. There's like one Argentinian, one French, is Swiss, there's a couple of Italian, Spain, some Portugal. They changed. I don't know if. I don't know if she. Changed the lead singer. Yeah, I can't find it. Dun, dun, dun. Catherine. No, that's the other one, or the lady. Claudia Penel. No, that's it. Claudia. I put that link to their picture or something. Yeah. I'm gonna put this one. I saw this earlier this morning from Rich Dolan, the UFO dude, analyst. But he talked about in this video, it made sense to me, because that's what I thought was, no, every generation has something, every age has something. It would change, right? Dramatic changes one age to another. And this transition area where people just freaking out. Wow, what do we do? Oh my God. So the next one, we know who's going. The machines will do most of the work. People will have free time, right? But what are they going to do? How are they going to get money? How are they going to get food and stuff? So hopefully this transition will be, it would be hard, but eventually it will be smooth. And hopefully it's nothing like they're going to pluck us in. Hopefully we're going to the good direction, not the terrible direction, hopefully. Okay, Claudia. So, Golden Project. Hearing. you. It's pretty. So she sent this one, Golden Project, in 2011. Live. She sent it for like a couple years. Then I don't know what happened. I think it changed. Then she's, I don't know, she does her own band now, I think. Yeah, she's doing her own thing. Yeah. She has a wife. You can tell. I mean, but that's why she got that strong thing. You can tell. Just. You can tell. The way she, says stuff, like just free Italian dude. Oh, that's the future. You can be this, but you can still have kids, but hopefully they don't teach you their kids about sex. Are they going to? I don't know. We don't know. I don't know. Do you know? I don't know. I don't know. Who knows? Anyway, the Richard Dolan's video is good. I'm like, yeah, it's all together. The rest of stuff, whatever, UFO. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, sure. Yeah. The Tic Tacs, yeah. Sure. Uh-huh. Oh, no. I think what UFO thing came up and they, the alien thing came up and they kind of overdid it. No, it just, no. Yeah. It's trying, we want to do more, but it can't. It just can't. No more. Nobody cares. I mean, so people will care. Eventually, it's going to come. And I heard it's going to come this year sometime. I'm like, well, no, every year you guys say this year. So we'll see. They say, the aliens were here already. Check them out. They said that's what's going to happen. Who's they? Who's they? They, the people in control, want this whole UFO thing disclosed. Say, hey, look, they're the savior. They're your savior. Saved. You mean saved? People, you'll be panic again. All over again. Over. Hey, Donkey Kong's on number 4. Trading list. Yeah, what's going on there? Still cheap, though. Cheapskate. Is it real? I don't know. Maybe it is. death. Oh my God. Death. Page, that's what I'm. Death. Death. Secret Service. What? Who? Ooh. Botox. I want to look young. Let me inject this crap in my face, on my face. Then take it out and inject the rest on my butt, because I need a bigger butt. Why? Because it's gonna be bigger and so it's smoother. Yeah. We're back. Like last week, I have no idea what. I think it's the sunburst, and plus the weekend. Weekend does help a lot. So I might think about it. Just do maybe every other day podcast. So at least I get a day off just to think clearly. Otherwise, I'm just doing catch up. No. And just repeat the same stuff over and over again. I don't want to do that. Just repeat the same stuff over. Anyway. Boobs. Oh my God. Jake. Look. No, not Jake. Sorry. Logan Paul. Wow. But what happened to the slap? What happened to that thing? Nothing. Let me see. Mayor of Ukraine Village was kidnapped, executed, dumped in a shallow grave. Husband, son. Mayor. Why did the mayor get executed? By who? They say, oh, it's the Russian soldiers. Are you sure? They're pushing that, no? They're pushing it. The big guys want war. They want to get rid of all of us. There's one way or another, you guys are going to go down. And it's like, can't do it, let's do vaccine. Can't do vaccine, you know, and let's prepare the food. We're going to scare us for beef. Meat, and vegetable on alert scarcity. But then we're gonna introduce them to everybody to a mRNA type or some kind of DNA controllable DNA food. We call it Soylent Green. Everybody will have Soylent Green. It would be made by soy, and eventually we move to people. Yeah, Soylent Green would be people. How's that sound? Are they going to do that? Who knows? Who knows what we're eating, right? I'm not eating great either. I'm having a cinnamon bun roll. Tastes great. Of course. With coffee. Unbelievable. Oh my God. YouTube sharing is now available on Snapchat and Android. Snapchat. Let's do Snapchat and Tube. Tube chat. SnapTube. SnapTubers. Oh, great. YouTube, is it going away? Never. It will never go away. And they say, oh, it's like Twitter sucks, takes our freedom away. No free speech. I think they care. Oh, okay. Oh, I do. I hear this. Whatever. Go and complain about it. It can do nothing. Well, something's happening. It's gonna come. I think there are a lot of people said. What there are they? I don't know if they reference to Q's post, like the older one. Or the first, they said Q said. Q, there's no Q noun. First, Q is Q. Q is the whole group of people. Operation. A noun is the manufacturer's crap. Not just the mainstream media. Everybody just dumped that thing. Dumped that word. A noun is a noun. Q is Q. First, you have to understand. I don't know what Q is doing. How they figure this out. But you can figure it out. By understanding history, you can predict certain events. Always, if you're analytical, you can figure it out. So, when the Q poll said, which everybody's echoing and referencing, the first person getting arrested is going to shock the world. So, that's coming. But who? Right? And what's going to do to the public? It's going to shift us into their system deeper? Or is it going to shape us into somebody else's system, but deeper? It's going to be the same system. Probably. The transition. I don't know. I'm just like, what? But. Who? Or who's they? I'm still like that. Let's see if I can find it. Why is it every time I gotta ask popping people? Why is every time I put this? This thing on? I have to upload. I have to find the who's day. I guess I can get those podcasts. This, you know, you just push a button. Or something, but it's in the YouTube video of what is that thing called? It's not just YouTube, but it's on YouTube. The clip, Star, whatever the Star Wars, and Robot Chicken Star Wars. Says, who's they? Image of the link. What? Who are you? Oh, hello. 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 What? Well, I used to do that. I used to do that in dark rooms. You know, work in the dark room. That's before digital cameras came out. It's a dark room. You go in and stuff. I would go into different voices. It freaks people. One of them was done. So I say, hello. I'm like, whoa, who's that? I'll get a big laugh. You can't see nobody. It's amber light. Let me see. YouTuber. Robot Chicken Star Wars Who's They?
What do you mean they blew up the Death Star? Oh!
Here we go. This is the link. I don't need to play it. There you go. Who's... I'll play it.
Who's they?
That's me. I love when I talk about all this deep stuff. People say, they said this, and like I read through the whole thing. I know who it is. I know like the what these things they talk about. It's like it's what if you know the bloodlines and stuff, and once you figure out who's who, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I know who it is. And they're like, but somebody will talk about it all day. Like, they say that too. No, you meet those people. They say that that this is gonna happen. It's like, really? It's gonna happen? It's like, yeah. It's like, who's they? Oh man, they. Oh. I told them, of course, and they get mad. I was like, I know what you're talking about. You guys call it deep state. I call it the. And some people say the 1%. And I say it's the families, bloodlines. They want this. They always wanted this. They're going to wield us towards a direction that they think we need to be in order for human to advance, to pass, to leave Earth, to stars, to travel. And some of them are just crazy. The other ones, like, we don't want to go over there. Let's fix Earth, okay? And they do it their version of it. And their ideal. It's like, no, you guys just leave humans, we, people, everybody alone. Okay, fine, you have the money. Do something with it. Just do the cool stuff over there. Fine, you know. Leave the rest of us alone. We can rebuild Earth. We don't need all this crap. I don't want to go on Mars. I want to go on Mars when I have a spaceship that I can land on my own. Now I want to be a Lamborghini Countach spaceship with a protocol. Take off, landing on Earth, on atmosphere. Coming down. No, you got your space on, of course. They open the door. And everybody would just stare at you. Like, oh my God, what is that? And no, they're traveling this little Elon Musk's little rocket thing. Imagine that. Go to Mars, Elon Musk. Rockets, like tube stuff, and you see a Countach pulling right next to you and land and open the side doors. People make me like, where can I get one of those? Free tickets? They want me to go up there a long time ago, so I signed up for it. Who knows? Maybe I get picked. Not Mars, Moon, whatever. Travel, but who knows? I don't want to go. I'm okay over here. I like Earth. I like the oceans. I don't want to leave. And I want to have my cinnamon bun and chocolate and coffee and meet the people. And like my friend, for no unknown reason why this guy thinks. But I guess maybe he read my mind. When I used to tour with bands, we used to hang out in hot tubs and then cool places, like cool winter, or it could be somewhere, it'd be hot blondes hanging out. I want that. And I want my 280, 260Z, or my Mazda Miata, so I can drive around. On Earth. Yeah, I don't want to go there. Why? What are you going to do to Mars? For people who want to go to Mars, go ahead. But if I have no way to come back by myself where I can pilot the thing, I'm not going. Nowhere. If I have my own Tic Tac, I'll go. If I don't have my own Tic Tac, I'm like, eh. No thanks. I'm going to stay here. Wait till the next life. Come back. When you go back up, we leave. Consciousness leave. When your physical body dies, you go up there and I'm like, you ask, would you like to go back here again? Or would you like to go this planet over there and learn and finish up your galactic education? I'm like, oh, I don't think I'll come back to Earth. Yeah. Should come back as R2-D2. Oh, that would be pain. And just bleeping all day. Bleeping this, bleeping that. What did you say? Wait, what did you say? What? Bleep, 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 bleep. Who's they? Great. Anything else? Oh yeah, I lied about like Cyberpunk 2077. I got stuck in it because I'm trying to figure out something in the whole thing before I start all the missions. I'm like, can I live without going further? Can I get by without going further? It seems like they want you to do certain things to open up different part of the city. I say, why do that? Why can't we just roam freely? I don't know if there's a hack for that or not, but it's just, hey, you know, could it be done? It could be done. Would they do it? Would the city project kid? But then I thought about what's the addiction of that thing? The addiction of that game is the loot first, and you can repeat, go back in time and change the outcome of your mission, even then do it correctly the first time. Like, whoa, it's like, holy cow. Of course, the virtual space they created is, it's a dystopia, but I don't like it as much. I don't know. If you've been to all the cities, it's not like that. But some Asian cities are similar, some part of it, and you get that smell. And there's nowhere else you can smell that except in the city. And that's what the teacher kids want. I don't know. But then I go on Crate and say, if young people look at it, they're teaching kids how to be opulent also. So it just, I think parents have to step in. Not school, forget it. Parents them say, hey, look, you want a Rolls Royce Phantom Carbon Video Gallery? I don't know what that is, but you want a Rolls Royce Phantom? Could tell you, you gotta work your butt off. You gotta be smart. Or you gotta be a criminal. You gotta be a smart criminal where people just can't figure out whether you're doing your thing. Or you can be a politician, like, family. And I think eventually it's gonna go out of style, where go back to the old days, where you get two terms and you don't get to have that much money. There's no way you're going to go through the red tape stuff, behind the scenes stuff with these companies after this round and get busted, right? So you just teach kids, hey, the money you got to work out. Or you gotta be a criminal. Either way, you have to work hard. Wanna be a good person? Yeah. You want to be a swindler, whatever. You have to work hard. You have to start from the bottom. Work your way up and figure it out. So it's the best. Kids do the right thing. But would they do the right thing? You didn't think about it? We'll talk, like, do the right thing. Right? All my friends did that. Some of my friends are criminals. Well, ex-criminals did stupid things in gangs. And they got the money, and they get busted. Like, were they, when they grew up, what were they like? And I asked parents and stuff, and oh, dude, you know, to tell them to do the right things, and I guess they just went sideways. Like, man, that sucks. So it's, I don't know what to say. So you have to, you don't have to indoctrinate anything to kids, but you gotta teach them ethics. Would that be indoctrination? No, probably. It's like, do not do harm to anyone. Find another way to make it riches if you want that Rolls Royce Phantom. It's a nice car, man. I like the Continental GT. It's so much better. Jail. No. Well, my friends, they actually met more friends in jail. Actually became band too. Like really. Like a punk rock band. Like, holy cow. Yeah. Just like little petty thefts they did when you busted. Yeah, it's really strange. The whole story, but then, you know, they're okay. They learned their thing, and now they had enough money. They started doing regular business, real business, and hey, guess what? But anyway, what is this foundation? Oh, you get a passport. Crypto passport, anything passport. There, with a phone, it's $200. It looks like a phone. Looks like an old Nokia phone. Next generation hardware wallet. Never get a hardware wallet. It's hackable. Anything has switch or something, chip. Or something can insert with a chip. It's hackable. Anything that's online is hackable. Best? If you get one of these wallet things, once you load the stuff up, it just shut everything off. If you can. If it can't be shut off, take the batteries out. It just can't. Can't go. But here's the screwed up thing. There are devices that will reactivate your phone even with the batteries off. You've seen one of those. Whoops. There's only one phone so far I know that has a physical switch that actually switch off the Wi-Fi and Bluetooth and the near field. And NFC. Yeah. That's only phone I can, like, okay. Yeah. Which is a dumb phone. What, the best for crypto? You just write it down. Piece of paper. If you can't, don't want to remember it. Piece of paper and put this somewhere that nobody can get to. Or write a story. Using the keywords, write a story. That's it. Dun, 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 dun. Opulence. So where do we go from here? Neuralink. Oh, yes, you're going to be chipped. Ha, ha, ha. Are you chipped? Or your pure blood? Or your solid blood? A solid blood. You want to be chipped? Go ahead. I don't want it. Nobody wants it. I'm not just talking about the person who's in here. I'm talking about the whole world. You want anybody listening? You want to be chipped? Yeah, go ahead. I don't. Why? Why? I'm okay. I'm okay with this. Well, I think I said in a previous podcast, whoever listened to it. Super high fever. Well, it was like 3 or 4 or something. And I don't think I would have made it. So, you have guardian angels. Or something. That's part of your soul. They can come in and fix certain things. But they, when they do it, they'll be with you forever. It's like a strange contract thing, universal thing for the universe, whatever. So I had a walk-in, what they call walk-in, and repaired. So now my left brain I can switch off my left or switch off my right. Why do I want to chip that? You know, I can think complete logical and turn around and think about like hard hat. That. I can do that. Then I can be completely logical. So, yeah. And look at that, all the leaders around the world. So we're not seeking this another term. They know. They know what's coming. Joe is gone. They're done. His whole family's done. Then it's going to link. The evidence going to link to everybody else in the government. Oh, I gotta add that one. This is the other one. What does it sue everybody?
Sue everybody.
Oh, snap. The
oh,
snap part. Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, they're gonna get sued too. By public. I mean, what is this? Hillary's campaign pays 113,000 FEC fine. Admission of guilt to producing steel dossier. Still 113 grand. Shouldn't be like a couple million. And a lot of people predict this Hillary's going to get busted. You know, maybe the first one. Who knows? It's going to be a surprise. Oh, here's another one. Zelensky would say, they are what they are. They were defending our country. As of battalion committing atrocity. They are who they are. Who's they? Azov. And the red ones that far. The red something. What's the other one? Red, right? Whatever. Big Red? Oh, no, Big Red is that's U.S. Battalion. The Marines. What's a big one? Yeah, big one was the, I don't know if they're still around. the Marines. They're like the first to land. And they just clear everything up. Red one. I don't know what's the question. You want to put this earth in a court or want to do? I don't want to do nothing. But, you know, people want to, the bloodlines want to sue each other and put each other in court. So we're watching it. They eventually, we the people, will hopefully, they say, the good guys come. It's like, we want to give the choices to you, the people. Then we're like, all right. If they said the jab's gonna basically get rid of a lot of people, that means there's a lot of lands. I'm gonna build a surf town with lots of coffee shop, lots of definitely a cinnamon roll shop, and you know, cool stuff. And surf and drink coffee and celebrate humanity. Yeah, be happy. Right? No, what I'm gonna do? No idea. Nobody knows. Who cares? If it happens, it happens. Doesn't. I don't know. Now I'm thinking that we have the immune system. You, me, and everybody. Our immune system is probably overrunning whatever this virus thing or the vaccine thing. It's just like we're just adapting. So I don't think the prediction is going to be like what you think it is. I say, no, there's not enough land. There's plenty of land. If you go find out what Bill Gates is buying, the farmland he buys, what the land play he buys. So we got enough land. It just to concentrate everybody into one city. I mean, like where I live, they're building like crazy. Everybody's moving down here. It's like, well, because it sucks where they live before, because everything. All this tax, all this, but you know what? They're getting rid of all these people, so they're gonna buy it up. And when the people move back, be like, hey, I'm gonna charge you double. Business, supply and demand. It's always been supply and demand. You have supplies, somebody will demand it. Always, somebody will want something. Yeah, if I have ample supply of. It doesn't have to be a tangible thing. It could be anything. For some people, it's like podcast. Got ample ammo in your podcast. People will want it, right? So this is all this. And it's always been like this. And you can actually use that to analyze conditions of geopolitics and everything else, business, and can analyze it with the all that stuff. And you just like can see how the world works. If you go through all the stuff, like oh, then once you get it, it's like yeah, can't do anything about it. No, but. Maybe figure a way to invest in it. No, it's, people say, oh, how dirty is that? But sometimes, like, no, I need the cash so I can protect me and mine. Is that wrong? If I invest in something somebody hates, people who hate this, though, I will never get into, no, those type of people. Like, no, it helps. I'm looking at comment. Insert chip in but you don't use phone. It's hackable. Okay, here's the thing. Who do you think made internet? And before they call it internet, what are they called? DARPANET. Everything's they're connected, everything. Everything. It's like, you think it delete? If I delete, everybody's message here. It's being recorded somewhere. You delete your tweet, we delete your likes, or up and down. How many times you click like and click unlike? That click's being recorded. It's being saved in a server somewhere. Where is it? I don't know. There's a whole bunch of them around the world. And it's gotten to the point. I just look at the even any of your tech people. So there's a stick. Nope. We call the M.2 hard drive, which I use. It's 2 gig. I have the 2 terabyte one. It's pretty cheap. It's like $100 per terabyte. Now, the size of it is pretty substantial. It's 1 inch by maybe 3.5, 4. I saw a new one, 2 terabytes. Tiny bit more expensive. Let me $100 more. 2 terabytes. That's 1/4 of size. Okay. Imagine a warehouse full of these servers with this 1/4, 1 inch by 1 inch, 1 terabyte or 2 terabyte sticks on the server being stored information. Each one of these chips is a person, belongs to someone, or maybe like a couple of chips, depends on what that person does. They have us. They have everything. Right? And it eventually you say, there's a, oh, I forgot who's the researcher. Oh, yeah. Who's they? The researcher, I can't remember the name. I don't know. I think it's from Caltech. Can't remember the name exactly, but it's the professor or researcher not predict but figured it out that each person, we with our emotions, all that stuff, all the data, biometric data, all that, everything we have, personality, images, whatever, can be stored like 100 terabytes. Now with this little thing, tiny little 1 inch by 1 inch, we just need 100 of these, right? Say so they're like $300. Okay. $30,000, you can have a person upload it to a computer. And that's you. Including all your tweets, including all the social media stuff, include all the your favorite stuff in there. Crazy. And who makes it? The first people who made the internet. Yeah, it's sick. It's really sick. But I don't know what they want to do. I mean, I thought of something really cool. It was in one of the TV shows came up. We're like, hey, I had an idea like that once. If you can generate a robot body, say you want to go to a planet, say we go on Mars, but I don't want to take a ship there. Can I teleport? Can I jack myself in and teleport my copy of my consciousness into a robot on Mars? Then I can just walk around Mars, have that experience. when it's finished, I'll have the memories. It will reload back to, well, you're connected, so your person, you as a person will have that memory. And the robot will be still be there with the memory, unless they say, oh yeah, we're going to trash that robot. And the person on the side says, see an opportunity and say, hey, we can sell this experience. So just tell them, memory would be erased. But yeah, sure, sir. Yeah, we're going to erase everything. Okay. It's opportunity, supply and demand. It's sickness. Is this sickness? Because supply and demand, I got something out of it. You know, not actually products, but in the old days, I'm the only few people who know how to retouch in New York. I got tons of jobs. It's like, hey, side jobs. Like, hey, I need to retouch. Need to quickly retouch this person really fast. It's okay, make her boobs bigger. Yeah, and take the tattoo out. Yeah, put a little. Just some weirdness with that skin, fix it. And I did that for fashion. No, it's just like, whatever. For me, it was just like, well, it's marketing thing. Whether it's real or not, they're trying to sell that clothing. So it's product, right? I didn't think about ethics on that, so. It's like, hey, ample supply. I have ample supply of skills, and I sold it. So it's always been like this. And you look at, if you go to the first link I have in the chat with the Richard Dolan, you look at it. We talks about the where we were, then we became farming, then we became Iron Age. Production, then became the digital age. It's always been like this. It's always supply and demand. I was, you know, even back then with farming, it's like, I have a lot of cows, but you got a lot of vegetables. Can we trade? Here's I don't know how to pronounce your name. Here's a scary part. You know what the satellite links, where the Elon's satellite, not just Elon's, everybody else's data. So you're sending the signal, sending all the data out, right? Because you have to go on the internet, then it bounces back to Earth. But some of the stuff gets leaked into space. So that signal just keeps going. That means if you have a fast enough ship, you can catch up this signal and steal people's data. Hack in space. Yay. I have a lot of space. I got a lot of Lulu's as aircraft, spacecraft. And go capture little drones. Take my spacecraft and just send these out and just capture all the data. I got supplies. What's your demand? Guess what? Supply and demand will keep going. As long as we human are alive. It doesn't have to be bad. It could be like, I know how to cook. I know how to make cinnamon buns. I got ample supply of cinnamon buns. I can just sell it. Now, started out just for me, then for family. Then I was like, no, I can make a whole bunch. Much easier if I make like 100 of these. Guess what? You got a cinnamon bun. Hey, supply and demand. I'm sure those pockets, everybody's going to be, it's going to have a, everybody's going to have a podcast, and that's supply too. You want to listen to someone, then you want to listen to somebody else. It's different. Or you want to listen to the same person over and over again. Blind demon. Under the chat. Messaging. Just the impulse supply of messaging. It's... Who made this? And who's... And who are they wheeling us into? So when you do this chat room, think about it. And think about all the text you typed. It's being stored. When I close this, I don't see it again. But if you want to go find out, I've got a way to figure it out how to get to the Wayback channel and find out what happened here. It's been stored. I'm sure Popping has a server as well as this stuff. And if we go to the deeper end, the bad stuff, the bad end, instead of freeing the people, we go super dark. All these texts will come back to you because they will be like, hey, or the voice or the stuff I said will come back to me. Say, hey, well, we're not going to give you this much money for your, basic income stuff. Why? Because you said something about, you see something bad about the government. See something bad about this. See something bad about DARPA. Or something. So I think your point of view is not up to our standards. So we're going to take some cash out of your basic income. Social credit score. It's going to be here. But just what's the format of it? And what we get in the United States. If we don't get it, people are gonna want to come to the United States, right? So for anybody who's an immigrant, I'm an immigrant. So why do we come here? Because want a better life. Because America was a dream, right? It's like, oh, we get the freedom, get the all this stuff. It's going to be all over like that again. If you don't implement all this craziness, social credit stuff. But we don't know. I don't know what's going. It's very, I want to say frustrating, but it was very fuzzy about the path. No, because one side is saying this, the other side is saying that, pushing each other. And now I'm reading, everybody's just like, okay. They want something out of it. These guys want something out of it. Just like games. They want this. I want this. They want that. They want this. And what do we, the people, get out of it? Now, that's the part I'm like thinking about. What do we, people, want to get out of it? They want to be left alone? They want a basic income where you don't have to work? Or maybe they should give us choices. You want to be on the social credit thing. Okay, you're jacked in. You don't want to be. You want to be free. Do your free stuff. So it'll be a choice. Or is it going to be like, this is it. You're going to follow it. You know, be like the Constitution. Constitution is better, but just it will be something like that. You have to follow this. The law, right? This is the law. You have to follow. Just like the 50, what was it? Now it's a little more, but in the beginning, when I first started driving, well, the roads were like 35 miles per hour. And I'll go above that. Or you can go 5 miles outbound and the cops will go any faster. If cops will get you down and give it a little ticket, right? If you get caught, is it going to be like that? Like cop everywhere? I mean, they got camera everywhere. It just, no, they just, they don't even really, you know, check your speed or anything. They just take a picture on the corner. Oh, you're going too fast. Here, stop. Fine. Did we get that? I got that once. Made a right turn. This is being, because it just living in, no, I live in New York, New Jersey. And sometimes we run the red lights a little bit. So then I got caught. California. $50. They call my picture. And this is like over a decade ago. Call my face. Call the plate. And send me the check. Say you did this at this intersection. Who owns the network? DARPA. Who owns the camera system? Security. DARPA. It's all being recorded. And they will get back to you on that later in life. Like, you just being like, yeah, I guess virtual scenario. So I'm the best driver. I'm the cleanest driver in the world. And the data comes out saying, no, you're not. I'm waiting for that day. Like when Facebook, well, like social media, Twitter become an artificial intelligence. So when you're virtual signaling, they'll, app will post a text that says, no, you're not. Here's the evidence. I'll be like, oh, so, see that? That's like, oh, snap moment. Like, crazy. Well, anyway, so this is it. I'm not going to go too far with it. It's not enough. I don't have to look at the news today because I don't know what's happening. People say this, you know, that. They're still around. Why aren't they arrested? No. Because it's got to do it properly. So you sure about that? It's weird. The whole thing's weird. The whole path is weird. Like, the whole pattern is weird. It just, like, we're going in some strange direction. It's very murky. No, I don't know what exactly is going to happen. So, what do you do? I'll drink coffee. I have some cinnamon rolls. I'll go out. Take a walk, maybe play my guitar a little bit and read, and just like, c'est la vie. It is what it is. What are you gonna do? Can you do something? Well, just keep your humanity, like what actually Richard Dolan said that. Yeah, keep something that's you. Keep something that's part of, like, you, or you remember that one, your passion, what it is. And have one. If you don't have a passion, find something. You gotta be passionate about something. That's how you keep your humanity for yourself or for family or something, whatever, or loved ones. Like, know yourself. And once you understand that, like, all sorts of things can happen around the world. But, like, well, they can't steal this. They can't take this thing. because this is in my head. It's me. This is how I am. There's nothing they can do. They can try to download, make copies, but it's not the same. And what is that? That's her soul. It's the mission, the lessons you're supposed to learn when you're in a physical form. When that lesson's finished, you go to the next one. And who knows where you're going to be. I'm aiming for a dolphin because I like them. They're fun. So this is it. Went a little more over today. So enjoy April 4th, 2022. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful lunch if you're in the East Coast. And I don't know. Stay cool. Remember yourself. Inner works. You've figured it out. Now you know who you are. Keep that. You want to fool around with the network? Yeah, go ahead. Internet. Go ahead. But just remember who you are. That's it. So have a great day. I'll be back tomorrow. Ciao.